Okay, so we are Simon Shin Mem. So I think we are up to Sif. Wait a second.
Shin
Mem? No, Reish Mem.
Reish Mem. Okay. I missed 100 money. I didn't realize.
Okay, Reish Mem. There you go. Okay, so I guess you take a look in the Beis Yosef here. So Beis Yosef, Reish Mem, Sif, Tess. So it says, Chavdu Afil La'achar Moses.
Wait a second.
Ten lines down. A person is obligated to honor their parents even after their parents pass on. So, Ketzad, Hai Omer, Dover, Shimbu, Abikiv.
In the Torah itself.
Okay. So, Ketzad, what would that mean? Hai Omer, Dover, Shimbu, Abikiv. Lo Yomer, Kachamar, Abamari. El Yomer, Kachamar, Abamari, Harini, Kaparis, Mishkavo. So, this is really straight out of the Gemara, that when you quote something from your father's name, so you shouldn't quote it as just my father, but rather say, my father, may I get an atonement for him. May I be an atonement for him. So, what does that mean? Oh, hold on a second. So, Medvar Murm, Toth Shemasar Chodesh, within 12 months of Al-Achar Shemasar Chodesh, Bezochro Omer Zal, Zechro Lebracha. So that you should, after 12 months go, so then you say Zechrono Lebracha, right? As opposed to the first 12 months, so one should say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. That seems to be straight up what the Gemara is saying. So, or the Torah slash the Gemara is saying. So, the So the Darkei Moshe actually jumps in here in Dalet, and first quotes that idea, and then he says about three lines down in the Darkei Moshe, Matsasi Hagab El Fasi Parakama de Kedushin, Haditzarech Loma Harini Kaparis Mishkavo. This idea that we say that may I be a atonement for him, Senor Beinai Shalom Amrkein El Kishamaskiru Befiv. That only makes sense when you mention to him, when you mention something you're saying orally. When you mention the parent orally. But when you write something down in his name, so you don't, and you want to quote the name, so you don't write down Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. Rather, you should say Zechreinu Livracha even within 12 months. Why? Because that thing which you're writing down is going to be available after 12 months also, and that's already going to be Zechreinu Livracha territory. Afilu Tochi Bechosh Omer Zechreinu Livracha Sharei Chasimasu Kayemas Afilu Achar Yud Bechosh, because that's going to be sealed and remain even after 12 months go by. Then the Darkei Moshe says, "Am the mani reisi v'sefer posim v'frat menuke yosh shekasav din v'shem rabba v'chol makom shezachro kasav ha kesef mish ha." Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo in King Nir De'ein L'chalik. He says, however, I saw other people that do quote it and they that mention their father and say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, so therefore it doesn't seem like there's a distinction, and it goes to my real as well that there's not a distinction. Okay. What's going on here? What's the discussion about? So the assumption is that within 12 months, so the parent is still up for judgment, so therefore one should be trying to seek Kapara. But after that, it's just going to be Zechron Levracha. So the Beis Yosef actually quotes Rashi, he quotes right the Gemara, and then the very top of the page the Beis Yosef says, Uperish Rashi Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. Why? Allah Yavo Kol Ra Haroi Lavo Anafsho. The way Rashi interprets it is, as that on me should come all of the affliction that is supposed to come on that person. I mean, I'm willing to accept their afflictions. That's very interesting, right? When a person is not even required to spend any money for their parent, and all of a sudden they're required to request their afflictions to come upon them. So, and what changes after 12 months? So Rashi, their comments, Kfar Kibel, Masha Kibel, She'in Mishpat, Rashai Yisol, Begehenim, Elish Neim, Asa Klosh. They already got what they were supposed to get. And Yisrael is not going to suffer in Gehenim more than 12 months. So it sounds like the label that one uses changes for 12 months is one, that we're trying to seek, gain a kapara for them and even willing to accept a kapara for them. And that changes after 12 months, that's when it changes to Zechreinu Livracha. Has anybody ever heard this? Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo? Yes. You've heard people refer
to it. Kaplan mentioned it back in the, and he said that he had a very difficult time actually saying it.
Okay.
However, at the Shloshim for David Weiss's mother, he did say it a few times.
He did mention it. Okay, so let's see if there's a post going to fall out of this.
I think it would be 11 months, like the Kaddish, wouldn't
you? Ah, very good. That's a good Aruch. So hold that thought, and let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch Siftes. So in Shulchan Aruch Siftes, so it quotes this day. Chayiv L'chavdo.
7-1
page. I didn't get there yet. I'm so glad. Looks like it's Kufman Beis. Okay. So one is obligated to honor their parents even after the parent passes away. So Ketzad, what would be an example of that? So Ya Omer Davar Shmua Mipiv. You say something that you heard from their mouth. You say Kach Amar Abba Mari Harini Kaparas Mishkava. That you should say that I'm willing to accept their kapara should be on me. Within 12 months, but if 12 months has already passed, so then one would, in that case, say zechreinu livracha. So it changes. So here is where the shach just sticks in here in Yud Gimel. Even within 12 months, you could say zal shach sif Yud Gimel.
Yeah.
Right.
Big test.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, Chodesh. It's only after 12 months, lo yomar hare kaparas mishkevo. I mean the idea that within the first 12 months you say one and not the other, so he says that's not true. He said within 12 months you could say either one. It's only after 12 months that it shifts to being only zechreinu livracha, meaning it would be a bizayun to say hare kaparas mishkevo after 12 months have passed. Lo yomar hare kaparas mishkevo, mishum de mishpat rishayim begehenim rakiv beis chodesh. V'chein noagim. And that is our minhag. So what does the shach seem to be saying? The shach seems to be taking a stand and saying that our minhag is not to do this. Rekav our mishkavo is we don't say.
You're saying you have a choice.
Right, so we have a choice. But when he says v'chein noagin, so what does that mean? Okay. Right? It seems v'chein noagin means you have a choice and everyone seems to opt for the other one. Right? That seems to be where what he's saying. So, what should we do first? So I notice here in Rabbi Lieberfeld's Sefer, so he doesn't even quote, he doesn't really quote the Shach. So referring to the father within the first 12 months after his death, whether verbally or in writing, the child must add the expression Areini Kaparas Mishkavo. Right, Rashi explains the phrase, all the bad things should come on me instead. Her mother, when she had Areini Kaparas Mishkavo, fine.
What does it mean? Kaparas, the atonement for,
yeah, so,
is...
So it sounds like a child is saying, I'm willing to accept their atonement. It should come on me rather than on them. That's the kibud avim that you're doing. Right? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. That was the impression that I got when I first read it. That the simple means that I'm willing to accept whatever the parents are supposed to get. I mean, that's the cover.
I am kapara for Mishkavo, his line.
Mishkavo would be his grave, probably. I don't know.
Where he's lying?
Well, I'm just trying to understand
right.
The words.
Yeah, I am an atonement for the one who has passed, for the one who is lying, for the one who is laying, right? So here it says there is one opinion that says that even within the first year one may say zichrono levracha. Close the shach. However, most poskim do not agree with this ruling. Then he quotes several that seem to. Not with the ruling. According to all views, Harei Kaparas Mishkavo should not be said after 12 months as the maximum period the Jewish soul can experience suffering. So therefore, after 12 months, it's not enough. So the way he records it is, and I think he concludes the Kach, right, he says, I heard this from Rabbi Yashiv, that one should actually say Harei Kaparas Mishkavo, which is odd that we seem to just be pushing the Shach aside like that. A tshuva here, and then we'll get to the Taz, some of the other questions shortly. So I did notice there is a tshuva in the Tshuvas van Hagos. He seems to have some many tshuvas on the issue of Kivud Avim. Forgot to make copies, but Aviv Haniftar im Chayv and Lomar B'chol Hashana Rishon Harini Kapar Mishkavo. That's the question. Should one say it the entire time? So he goes to the Gemara Kedushin that says you should, and then he raises the question of, well, what does it even mean? That Rashi says that I should get the Kapara. That where do we find that a person would be obligated to accept their parents' punishment? This is very hard to understand why that would possibly be. And then you add that together with what the minog doesn't seem to be. The people say it. Some people do, but those that have looked up the halacha do, and most people don't. So what happened there? So he says, "Varisi betosus riyazakish mafar shachiv lomar kain hu rak b'shomeya davar shmua mi aviv da hainu dvar halacha." That the way we first read it was whenever you quote the father. Oh, my father used to say, my father used to do, my father used to watch, my father, right? So you would say then. So he says, the recent Tosus Riyazakin says, no, it's only when you're quoting a halacha in the name of your father. My father, Harei Kapara Mishkavo, used to paskin like this, or used to hold like this. But it's not necessarily every time that you quote them. You don't have to. That's the way the Rambam seems to say also. That's the language, which is the Brit Raisa seems to say. The language is you say something which you heard from him. So why would that be? Why would you make the distinction if the whole thing is about requesting? It's a tefillah that I should suffer rather than my father. So he says, if that's what Schirmbach says, so it seems like it's not about accepting a punishment for my father's sin. Rather, Elishim Yomer Davar Halach B'Shem Aviv Halo Alo Litos Ufrat K'She'ino Ela Davar Shmua. Right, if you're saying something in the name of your father and you make a mistake, so you want to say Hareini Kapara Mishkavo, meaning what? Hayu Shekol Harashi Yagil Avvai De Dvarav Lo Yenish Aviv Elohu Agorim Lekach. If I'm going to quote my father, I might quote him wrong, or I might quote him in a way that he never meant to be quoted, and that could cause a problem. So any kapara that will be necessary because of the problem that is caused, I want to say it's going to be on me. I don't want my father to suffer for my mistakes. And that's really what it means. So that's what Tosfos Riyazakin interprets. So that's what my Rav Schirmbach says. So that's why you don't hear it so often. But most people, when they talk about their parents, aren't quoting a piske halacha that their father did. That's a pretty big chiddush. That doesn't seem to be what he's saying in Shulchan Aruch, but he's being meduyak.
That
seems to make sense, right? Yeah. He seems to be fitting it. He's fitting it in with the language. Davar shmua mipiv. So it's you would just want to add in dvar Torah shmua mipiv. Right? That's how you would say it. So he says there for din lufizeh hanogilomar kol imish meskim imenu al shemo harini kaparis mishko. Kapashus aposkim, right? Some people do. Aval gam linim noyim kishe ina davar shmuel mipiv yishi sort of omim rakzuk chon levrach shabtum imili v'kavol levonsh. Okay, so that's what he's that's his suggestion that is out there. Again, seems to go against Rov Poskim, the Rabbi Rafael quote, but anyways, it's a good one to keep in mind. There is a line, I think, in the name of, they say in the name of the Chassam Sofer, they probably say it in the name of a lot of people, that he would be quoted all over the place. Like people very often he'd be quoted wrong. So I think Rav Shechter told us once that he used to quip, he used to tell us that Tanidim, I'd rather you quote my Torah. What was it? I'd rather you quote my Torah in your name rather than quote your Torah in my name. This line. Okay, so
does anybody talk about Oliver Shalom instead of Zal?
Yeah, I didn't see it. Not yet. It may be with regard to the parent is different than Olav Shalom is on someone else. Zeichel Lebracha is specifically a parent. But we don't do that. A lot of people will say Zeichel Lebracha for everyone.
I know. The reason I ask is because if you look at especially the old Sfarim,
mm-hmm.
you would think that they would, especially the old Rabbanim,
mm-hmm.
you would think that they would be Zaling all over the place because we say Chazal.
Right.
But the old Rishonim, for instance, they're full of things like Davar HaMelech HaVashalom, Shalom HaMelech HaVashalom.
It's true.
You know, all of Shalom. It's all of Shalom, all of Shalom, all of Shalom. They don't say Davar HaMelech Zal. They don't say Aram Gira Zal. They don't say Shalom HaMelech. Right?
I didn't notice anything. Let's wait for that. Maybe in Hilchos Kavod Rabba we'll see more. I don't know. Okay, so the Ramah came in here and said, "V'ein chiluk bein im la'av b'cholze." And there's no difference whether it's bein im la'av, whether it's your mother or your father for these halachos. So Yeshurim im kosif tok shnei masar chodesh davar hamas. Right? So then he quotes that machlokas that we had before. That if it's within 12 months and you write something down, you don't have to write harini kaparas mishko. Rather, you should write zechon levracha because that's going to last la'achar shnei masar chodesh. V'ish machmir afilu b'ksiven. Some of them are machmir even like that. V'chein nogin that's our minug to write Arini Kapara Mishkavo, even with even if you're writing it within those 12 months. So the Taz here has an interesting comment in Sif Yiral. The Taz says Kaparas Mishkavo, Pirish Rashi, Allah Yavo Kol Davara, that on me should come all of those bad things, Haroi Lavo on Nafsha, it will come on him. After 12 months, he already got what he's supposed to get. After 12 months are gone, it's all over. In the Taz.
Taz in very top.
Taz Yudbez.
Yeah.
So then he's, oh, sorry. Okay, so Vakasha Lee. So I got a Kasha. Mizeh al Masha Kasav Ramah Besimin Shinayin Ches. Nogu She'in Omrim Kaddish Yosher Me Achadasar Chadashim. Why is it by Kaddish we stop after 11 months? But by this, we wait till 12 months. Shelo Lahachziko Karasha. In order not to establish him like a Rasha. Right? We stop Kaddish after 11 months. As if to say, there's no way he's that bad that he needs all 12 months. So why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we say the same thing with this recording? So Velama Yachtum Kan Harini Kaparis Vishgo Kol Yubes Kodesh. Why is this 12 months and that's only 11 months? So Vitzrichim Lomar, the shiny the inyan harika paris mishkava. Now this is different. Why? Kim and Shila Achar Yud Beis Chodesh Tzarech Lomar Zal. Because after 12 months, it shifts to Zal. V'chein Om Rafilu Al Adam Acher Shemes Nimsa De Bechodesh Hayud Beis Diyev Shar Lomar Zal. That that we say by another person who dies. So we find that in the 12th. I read that in the 12th month that you can't say Zal. The Shemelo Zoch Adayin Li Olam Haba. That maybe he hasn't yet gone into Olam Haba. So V'yish Kan Sheker, in which case you're lying. V'im Lo Yomar Klum, if you don't say anything, El Avamari Yezeh Zilzel. That would be an embarrassment. Sheyodim Shemes, plus people know that he died. So how could you not quote, give any ending? V'meili Yiv Shar Leyos B'Shei V'Yal Tasa. Therefore, you can't be quiet and do nothing. So this Tasa seems to be of the opinion that you can't say Zecher Lebracha until 12 months have passed. So Shach doesn't seem to be bothered by this. But that's what this Taz is saying. You can't say Zecher Lebracha until you're fully certain that that person is taken care of in Gan Eden. But until that point, you can't do it. So you're going to stop after 11 months, so what are you going to say? If you can't say Zecher Lebracha, because you don't really know he's there. If you don't really know he's there, why stop saying Kaddish? But okay, you don't really know he's there. And you can't say Hare Kapara Mishkavo, because that's going to imply, you can't do nothing, because maybe he's dead, you have to do something. So therefore you're stuck still saying Hare Kapara Mishkavo. Right, the Altas. So, therefore, you're better off. King Mutav Leski Veshemash Hashrei Kaparas Mishkavo Shein Zed Zilzel, because it won't be such a problem. The Gam Kain Eino Sheker, you're also not lying. Da Omer In Yesha Lav Din Hareini Mekabla, because Hareini Kapar Mishkavo means if he has a problem, so then I'll accept it. But you're not going further than that. Da Filu Al Tzadikam or Omer Mekem. We say even for Tzadikim. The Efshar Shelo Ra Pnei Gehenim Vezehu Aderach Hayoser Nachon. That's really the best way, as opposed to Kaddish Hamashe Ein. Just don't say anything. He's just not doing anything. Even if the parent did not get God into Gan Eden, he's not lying. At least he's not saying anything wrong. So therefore, by Kaddish, you can end it after 11, and this you have to end after 12. You'd wait till 12. Okay, was there any other issues on this that I said, well, let's get back to it? Good. Okay. Fine. So that's Sif Test, the announcements, the approbations given to them. Okay, Sif Yud is a pretty important Sif. So if we go back to the tour, yeah. So the Torah says as follows. He quotes the Machlokas Rambam and Raiva. The Torah says, Kasav HaRambam, Mishin Nitrafa Daito Shel Aviv. It's the first of the wide lines. That if somebody's father, or Shalima, if one's father or mother had Nitrafa Daito, what does that mean? It sounds like they've gotten some sort of insanity, that they've gotten some type of dementia has set in. Mishtadel Linhog Imahem Kfi Daito. You should work with them according to what they can deal with. Ad She Yerucham Aleihem, until Actually, it was a little bit. Yeah, until they're right. I guess
until they get away.
Beam Eichar Lo Lamod Bifnei Shenishtatu Biyoter. I mean, let's say you can't do it, let's say they've gotten too bad. And Nichem, you should leave him. Vayelech Lo and go someplace else. Vayitzav Lacherim Lenegam Karoy. And you should order other people to deal with them in the appropriate way. Okay, so if one can no longer deal with their parents, so what does Ram seem to be saying? Seems so pay someone else to do it, and you can go on your own. Where is this coming from? So, before we get to the Ravid, yeah, so, you know, all right, let's do the Ravid first. So, V'chasav HaRavid, so the Ravid says on that Rambam, it says, Ein zu hora nechona.
Who's the Ravid?
The Ravid is quoted by the Tur. The next line. Did I skip the line?
Okay. No,
Yisav Achim Lenogim Karoy. The Chasav HaRavid. Yeah, I jumped a little bit. The Chasav HaRavid. Ein zu hora nechona. Rambam's wrong, right? That's not a correct psak. Im hu yanichim v'yelech lo l'mi yitzav l'sham. If he's leaving, so who's going to take care of him? Right? Yeah. So who's going to take care of him? So how this applies bisman hazeh when you actually do pay, there are people that professionally will do it, that's an issue. But the Ravid seems to be saying, well, if you're not going to be taking care of him, so who is going to take care of him? You're the one that's ultimately responsible, so you're not able to leave. Where is this coming from? So the Beis Yosef is quoting this, from, it says this is coming from the Gemara in Kedushin. What does it say there? So the Beis Yosef says, Chasav HaRambam, and he just quotes the source, Chasav HaRavid, Divrei HaRambam Nechonim Uvarurim Him, the Rambam is right, says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam is right that you could leave. Well, I mean, the Gersin of a parak comment the Kedushin. We see in the first parak of the Kedushin, Sham Rav Asi Havale Hahi Eimah, Eimah Zakena, that Rav Asi had an elderly mother. Amrele, she said to him, Be'inan Tachshitin, I want jewelry. So Avodla, say God for her. And then she said, Be'inan Gavra. He said, I want to get married. So Na'imach, I'll look for you. So then she said, Be'inan Gavra the Shaper conversation. She said, I want a husband as good looking as you. So in that case, he said, whoa, I'm out of here. Right, Shafka va'azul Ard Yisrael. So he got up and ran away to Eretz Yisrael. So what do you see? You see that the great Behel Garavasi had a mother that he couldn't deal with, and he seemed to skip town. That Gemara actually continues on, that he found that his mother was coming, and he asked for Shus in order to go, and the Rebbe didn't want to answer him, and then he did go. There's a whole interesting Gemara there about Aliyah and things like that. But it seems like Ravasi had an issue with his mother, and got out of there. So it says the Beis Yosef, I think the Rambam is right that you get to do it. Now, what exactly is the Ravid's argument? So it seems like there's two perspectives on what the Ravid's argument is. So one of them is found here on the page in the Drisha. And the Taz also has an argument, but it seems to come in the Drisha, but it seems like he's saying something else. So says the Drisha, Kasav Beis Yosef, Ayim haya motzi Rabbeinu din zem olivo, haysa ha-shaga so ha-saga, aval achar shehu motzi oso mi-ovda d'ravasi, ein makam la-sagas. That if we just found this Rambam, if the Rambam made this up himself, so the Rambam would have a good taina. But the Rambam didn't make it up himself. He seems to be quoting it from Ravasi. He seems to be quoting it from the Gemara. So in which case, I don't understand what the Rambam is so bothered by. So Vali Nira says the Drisha, the Shapir Hishigu, that it was a good taina, it was a good argument that the Ravid had. Ritzono Kivan Shikasav Rambam Yitzavim Lachem. The problem was the Rambam said he should command others. So Shmaminat the Efshar Lachem Shein Haguba, that there's other people that could deal with her. That Filo Hachi Eino Chayiv Hulin Haguba Atzno. And therefore he doesn't have to deal with it himself. Vein Haran Nachona Dim Achim Yichol Ninogba Karoi Kol Shekein Hu. If other people can deal with her, so obviously he should be able to deal with her because he's the son. He knows her better. She Yudei Lassos Ratzon Aviv. He'll know her or his. He'll know his parents best. Dave Kane Chayv Hu Ba'asmal Ninog. So therefore, what's he doing asking someone else? He should do it himself. So the Bishlama Uvda the Gemara. I understand the case of the Gemara Lo Nisgar Shetzivla Achirim. The Efter the Mayusha Haisa Kfar Nishtata Ad Sheiev Shar Lasum Adam Linogba. Right? In the Gemara had Rav Asi skipping town. It never says Rav Asi had appointed someone else to take care of her. Right? Rav Asi seems to have said, whoa, I'm out of here. And he's gone. And what's he leaving with his mother? It's unclear. The Drish is pointing out, it's unclear what he did in order to leave the mother, but it wasn't that he'll find someone else to deal with her. It was, no one can deal with her, so therefore I'm leaving. About im efshar lachirim, if there are other people that could deal with her, so kol shekein efshar lo b'chayiv, so therefore if other people can deal with her, so why can't he? And therefore he would be obligated to do so. And that's what it says about Halchi Daik Lashon Ha'asaga Shekasev Im Hu Yanichim Lemi Yitzav L'Shamim the Mashu Shekol Shehu Eino Yachol Linog Ba'al Kol Shekein Achirim. That's what it sounds like that the Ravid is actually arguing about.
In reality, though, that certain people have a temperament.
Right. Yes.
Dealing with these things, and other people don't.
Correct. It's not. Right, so there's two issues. Number one is.
Like I can call the Homer.
Right, so that was my argument. I was surprised that. There's two things. One is, the more obvious thing today is that today people are trained to deal with that, and therefore you're paying somebody who actually has training to deal with it. So that's one thing that clearly has changed today, which would obviously affect the way this halakha would be applied. The other thing is what you're saying. It says, well, maybe it's harder on the child, because the child, or either because it's subjective to the child or subjective to his relationship with the parent, that makes it more difficult. So I don't know why those that should be on the page, and it doesn't seem to be really discussed.
You would think that it's also because the child has to respect the parent, and when the parent is behaving like a child or whatever, then it's very difficult to show
it's them harder
respect while you're trying to tell them what to do.
Yeah, it's harder for the child than it would be for somebody else to okay, so let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Taz makes a comment on it as well. So, So, not surprisingly, so how does the Beis Yosef pass in the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid? So, anyways, he would pass like the Rambam. And second of all, especially when he defended the Rambam in the Beis Yosef. So, he really just quotes the Rambam. That you should deal with him as best as you can until there's Rachmanus. You can't lamud b'feishin ishtat to be out there. And you should tell others to deal with them as appropriate. So comes the Taz here. It says, "Betur hevi hasagas arayvin." Ha! Don't forget the arayvin. The Tur quoted the arayvin. The Lashem says, "In zehora deim hu yinachim." In the Taz Yudalid. Right. The same hasagas arayvin. The Lashem says, "In zehora." This isn't the good psak. Deim hu yinachim ve'yelach lo lemiyitzav. Lashem, who's going to take care of him? So Tomeu Haran, who basically says, "Shazeh Talmud Aruch b'maisa the Ravasi." Says, "What's the big deal? This is a Gemara. The Gemara talks about Ravasi imi Moshe and Shraf." That she seemed to get dementia, and he left. So Venir she ikert to me aso. So rather the Taz says, so what I think the Ravid is really asking, it's a good taina. It's a good taina. The Gemara seems to record Ravasi is leaving. So Venir she ikert to me aso al she itzave l'shamram dezehu lesi b'gemara. The Ravid's taina is not. Who's going to take care of them? The question is, his taina is, who said anybody has to take care of them? That's not in the Gemara that Ravasi did that. That's what the Rav was bothered by. Where'd the Rav get this idea that you have to get someone else in order to take care of them? Because if that's the case, what point is the Shmira? If Shmira would help, why is he leaving? Hello, Efshar la b'shmir. V'im Efshar lishmer. If he's not possible to, if he's not capable of taking care of them, ma mahani tzivui lacher b'shmir. What does it help that other people will? V'chein reisi b'drisha v'cheinik. And that's why I saw in the drisha. Right, he's quoting the drisha, but I thought I get a different impression from what he's reading than the drisha. It's not directly from the drisha. I think the drisha was sort of saying what gives him a right to leave. The Taz is more saying why does he have to point someone else? Why is that going to help? But you could go back in the Jewish and read, you know, the Taz read better than me, but...
He can't help. I'm not sure I understand the... Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to leave, but he doesn't have to leave out there. The
Jewish point was... Yeah, that he himself has to, the Drisha was, I think, was bringing the focus back on him and saying, if you're going to appoint someone else to watch her or him, so you should just stay and watch him yourself. Right? The way the Taz is quoting it is, obviously no one else can take care of her because otherwise you would be stuck taking care of her. So what was the Rambam talking about, appoint someone else to take care of her? That wasn't in the Gemara. Right now, who is then going to? So we're just going to let this person, you know, wilt away on their own. What happens in that case? I don't know. Taz doesn't go there. Guess you call welfare or something. I don't know what you do, but. My impression was the Taz seems to have had a different angle than the Rav. Either way, this stuff is different because there are people that are professionally capable of doing these types of things.
Just need lots of money now.
Yeah, the Nishmas of Ram quotes from the Tzitzel Yezer the issue of, so what happens if taking care of your parent requires doing things that are, you know, like tying them down and things like that, right? So is that something that a child should do or shouldn't do? He says for those kinds of things, you should certainly get someone else to do it. That would be inappropriate for a child to be involved. What do we have here? All right, maybe just do Yid Aleph here in the Shulchan Aruch itself. It's being quoted from Gemara's, but the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no sekilim on it, but the Ra Aviv Sha'avral Divrei Torah. So if you see the parent is violating Divrei Torah, Lo Yomer Lo Avartal Divrei Torah. You shouldn't say you violated the din. El Yomer Lo Abba Kasuv B'Torah Kach V'Kach. Rather, you should say, Dad, you know, it says this and this in the Torah. Kilu Hu Sholem Menos. If you're asking the parent, like, doesn't it say this and this in the Torah? So V'lo V'lo Kimaz Hiro. Not like you're commanding him. And therefore he'll understand, and he won't be embarrassed. And if you said something by mistake, don't say to him, it wasn't taught that way. I mean, don't be direct about it. That's also a befeirish gemara, that you shouldn't go ahead and not be direct about it. So he'll understand. That's what, you know, if you just show him the source, he'll understand. So the Piskei Teshuva raises the question of, okay, what if he doesn't understand? What if he doesn't quite get it from when you're showing him the source? So here he says ultimately at the end, Chayv haben lafrisho afilu b'derech b'zayon. If at the end of the day, imekol zos lo hoel ve'in shum ofen lafrisho mina iser, there's no way to keep the father from violating the prohibition b'derech kavod. And he adds in umatzui ma'od b'horim she'inim shomri torah. This is what happens often if the parent isn't religious. Chayiv haben lahafrisho afilu b'derech bizayon. The father and son would have to keep the parent away, even in a way of bizayon. It's a little hard to understand. I didn't think that was so clear. But he says, yeah, he quotes this from Bitzel Chachma and the Rishon Lezion, that one would have to do it. I mean, you would go in the way of Derech Bizayon in order to keep the parent from a sin. Ultimately, there's no way of defending it. Now, I would assume that would only be by Din D'Oraisa, not by Din D'Rabbanan. Din D'Rabbanan, you have the right, you have Kavod Avriyos that might override it. And even by Din D'Oraisa, it's a little hard to really see how this would play out. So long as your kavanah is l'shem shemayim. Where does he quote on that? So that he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim. Right, the Chafetz Chaim, in all of the halachos, when he says you have to violate lashon hara in order to do this or that, he always adds in that's one of the stipulations, that everything has to be l'shem shemayim. So I assume it would be the same thing here. If one is working on this, so everything would have to be l'shem shemayim, which is. One has to look very deep to ensure that in fact is the case.
I thought the order would indicate that maybe the father is getting old and forgetful. But if the father always ate at McDonald's, I'm going to stop him.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't say that either. Right. Right, the din, right, that's true. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, it seems like the halacha, it's not a musar halacha, it's a correction halacha. Yeah. Right? But he seems to be changing it into a musar halacha.
It follows after the Shurf Das, you wonder if to take this.
Very good. That's another point. Meaning the din Shulchan Aruch seems like the father wants to do the right thing, right, and you want to direct him on the right thing. Yeah, but if it's clear the father doesn't want to do the right thing, he never did the right thing before in his life, so why should things change now?
How do you do it?
It's a good aura. It's a good aura. Yeah, very good. All right. Let's start.